Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. We have a really beautiful card here today, which is the Emperor from the Ethereal Visions Tarot by artist Matt Hughes. The Emperor is here today to really truly represent the Aries energy, which is, you know, going strong, all right? And we have a really powerful aspect, which is happening today, a major aspect, with the Aries Sun being sextile to Pluto in Aquarius. I'm going to read something to you from my website. I have a calendar of planetary events there, which you can follow and add to your smartphone and see what's going on every day. And it's a short one here. What a powerful transit. These two meeting up have a way of lighting the fire of transformation under you and instilling in you the confidence, power, and drive to succeed. Pluto is all about death and rebirth, so this is a great time to shed some old habits and put your life in order. If there is a goal which has felt challenging to you, now is the time to meet it head on with success. So our Emperor is, he's about as, you know, powerful as you can get, and definitely represents the Aries energy. So what you have going on here is maybe at long last feeling the drive that you need to start, because he can provide you, the Emperor, a stable foundation to really work on something now. Maybe it's time to start building what you've been thinking about and trying to do. And, oh, we've talked about this for a while now, right? It just wasn't happening. But I think you're going to find the time is definitely here. And of course, he's still in Leo today, so we still have that drama quotient going on. It will be trine with Mercury, which of course is in Aries and in shadow, and it will be retrograding beginning April the 1st. The moon will square Uranus, which is in Taurus. We have one other major aspect going on today, which is a conjunction between Venus and Saturn in the sign of Pisces. This one can leave you a little bit confused, especially when it comes to relationships. Saturn has a way of making us feel serious about things, and it just kind of, I would let it pass, all right? With everything else that's going on right now, I would not want you to take any drastic measures when it comes to any of your relationships based on how you feel at the moment, you know? 2 days from now, you're bound to feel completely different. So just if you start to feel a little, you know, like you're not getting what you want out of this, just leave it be for the moment, because sometimes Saturn can make us feel depressed. But the Emperor, I'm telling you, I really think we're seeing his power coming on strong now. And that's a good thing, because we've needed that to come in. You've got a little bit of fire going on today. Finally, we've got the Sun, Mercury, and the Moon, all in fire signs. And I think that can prove to be very helpful at this time to really begin to build and to take charge. So I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.